cool to hear that in the mix down.
So this would be the post show for Hijinks and Sue podcast number 24.
Whatever.
Do you want to play this now? Go ahead and play this. We didn't play this during the show, did we?
No. It, Joel, does your laptop make sound or is just Eli's?
Not over this thing.
Saying that one more time.
This are we not broadcasting anymore?
No, we're broadcasting, just not recording.
Why do you want to kill me?
What's he, why do you want to kill me?
Yeah.
I said, why do you want to kill me?
Okay. I don't know if it's just me, but I can't understand what you're saying.
Okay, yell at me, Joker.
Nope. Still just.
You have a pretty good impression.
To my ears.
Don't play down with me, Joker. Tell me where you are.
Okay. We're obviously having some failure of communication. I'm not picking up words.
Don't play down with me, Joker.
Okay. Not gonna help the hitting.
Where's Harrison?
Look, I can't. I don't even know if that was a question or a declarative statement.
What are you doing?
I'm not joking. I can't. I really can't understand anything that you are saying. Nothing. Have you been to the doctor lately? Because I think you may have a very severe case of throat cancer. There's nothing in the English language that sounds anything like that. Are you speaking bat? Oh, is that what bat sounds like? Oh God. I'd really like to answer your questions. I don't know what they are. You are not speaking anything any human can understand. Am I crazy here? Okay, I know I'm crazy, but I know I can't understand anything that you're saying. So why don't just sound it out? Come on. Enunciate, do you know what that means? It's not, it has nothing to do with physical contact. How do you even communicate with anybody? I can't, there's no words coming out of his mouth, am I right? There's no, there's fists coming out.
Oh my
god.
I can see
what it sounds like. Just tell me if it's a noun, a verb. Just give me something to work with here. Write it on a piece of paper.
How much longer is this?
I can't understand what you're saying.
Okay. That was Batman interrogating the Joker.
Yeah, that was Joker now, interrogation scene spoof.
There's gotta be a symbol.
Yeah, the facial stuff helps, but that actually is pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. Now, okay, the other one is they actually posted the new intro theme song for the new James Bond movie.
Uh-huh.
Like, they got posted online.
Uh-huh.
If Eli's going to play it. He didn't really like it, but I did.
I didn't like it. What's the name of the movie?
Christmas music?
No, it's...
What's the name of the movie?
Quantum of Solace.
I love this.
That's enough of that.
It gets really good.
It's, yeah. Is this Bowie?
No.
Is that the freaking dream, Brett? Turn this off. There's people listening to us. They can go listen to this later.
I put that on repeat at my desk at work for like 45 minutes yesterday.
I can only imagine.
It's so after a while, you start getting
Oh my god.
It almost sounds like a Disney song, like from a Disney movie.
Like a anthropomorphic broomstick should be singing it.
Now that I've been drinking, it's a little bit funnier.
Hey, maybe you could actually laugh at Josh's jokes if you went back and listened to the podcast right now.
Oh. No, because he talks over the punchline of every single one of them.
Oh, that's true.
Or burps.
Douche.
Hey, wait. Try and tell a joke. God damn it. Just anything.
No.
Just say, just start talking. That,
beat you to it. My timing is impeccable.
So two guys walk into a bar.
Oh, mother of God.
Ow.
So, anybody got any questions for the post show in the chat area?
Oh, is the thing still going? Didn't you stop the broadcast?
Post.
We're still broadcasting.
Are you sure?
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is the post show.
Who's on the.
For number 24.
No, I know, but who's still. Is somebody in the forum?
Hijinksu.com is the website you're thinking of, Eli.
That's where we link to it because I don't want to kill your internet. Because
what?
Blows.
Hey, there's a question.
What?
Joel, have you mailed the comic prints yet?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Greg's in Canada. He'll never get his. Yes, but he'll never get them.
Because they'll think it's like terrorism.
Yeah. Dude, you know what's funny is I had to come back from the print shop and like, I'm like, I wonder if they looked at these. Because every one of them's got like, you know, fucking shit. One of them was the George Carlin comic. And I'm like, the guy printing this out, do you think he looked at it and went, the goddamn shit is this? Like, what's wrong with people?
What the deuce?
What the deuce? Actually, not only have I already sent them, but when will I be mailing shirts again? Sent out a big order. I don't know. Give me your real name and I'll tell you if yours is shipped yet.
Ooh, suck it.
No, I'm being serious.
Oh, so I got my first, second spam.
Pube?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
My first pube. Second pube.
My first ball dropped. I got a spam text. This is my second one, but this one was more spam texty.
Okay, wait. Flanked. Nope. So this is your shirt that I have, right? Because we're doing it tonight.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
That's good.
What? What was the question?
About signing the shirt. We've got to sign that shirt.
Oh, yeah. We could do that now, but we got to clear out this fucking table.
No, I'll find something to put it on. We don't have to clear the table.
Because he's proposing an offer.
Oh, yeah. There was like a monetary compensation. Well, I was going to do it anyway, but I'll take the donation for fuck's sake.
Oh, sweet.
Good God, I will.
You have to call it a money hat and put it on your head.
Yay! No, I
my
got...
My first money hat.
It's like a Jew hat?
Go ahead. You cannot say that word again for the rest of the night.
Isn't it like a Jewish
hat? We've overused it.
You far exceeded the quota. You have to stop.
Swing.
What's your spam say?
I got a spam text that says, where have you been? We miss you.
Don't make
join us right now. Text FUN to 833.
That was
from
me. Why didn't you respond?
Text HELP for info or stop.
That was from me.
To end.
18, and I thought you didn't like me.
18 plus, this message is free.
Hey, speaking of, you have not responded to an email or a text message in over a week. Are you just busy?
Right. I did get busy this week. Somebody totally jinxed me at work. He came up to me and said, hey, you're not busy right now. And I was like,
cacao! Yeah. Check that shit out.
I was like, yeah, actually, we're not busy right now. And then all of a sudden I get like 6 or 8 emails. They're like, oh, you're going to be busy right now?
I was like, deal with it.
Fuck.
Yeah, because I was talking to Emily, and she was like, we said something about, you know, since y'all are on different projects, like yours is almost over, so I wonder what you're actually doing at work. And then I was like, wait, do you literally like show up and then you're like kind of walk around and get some soda? And
I walk around and jerk off like in the hallways, like literally, just like
what?
A monkey.
That's not allowed, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
I smell your cunt.
I can smell your scent.
I myself cannot.
Multiple MIGs, we love you.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and just do characters for the rest of the post show. So I'll be MIGs for... No.
No.
Hannibal? No, I'll be James Gum.
Was he a big fat person?
What?
Okay.
Why are you talking about where we are? Is someone coming to visit us? They're saying that we're in Dallas.
We're in Dallas.
I got a tweet today from one of the readers to ask if I knew anybody that died in the bus crash.
What bus crash?
I was like, what bus crash?
You don't know about the bus crash?
Apparently, a bus from Houston to Sherman crashed and like 14 people died. That's terrible. But.
Oh. No.
14?
Just because we're in Dallas doesn't mean I know any of the people driving through Dallas.
14 people died.
Are you sure?
That was so presumptive.
A bus crash.
Okay, so
that's presumptive. I met somebody in college just kind of passing, and she was like, "So, what are you in ethnicity?" "I'm Filipino."
"What are you?"
"Oh, do you know Richard?"
Well, no, because I used to go.
He lives
when
in Carrollton.
When I lived down in Oaklawn, I used to actually
we see
Manny Petty. Do you know Ming Tao?
No, I missed this week's meeting.
That's my aunt. At the Asian meetings.
What the fuck?
For the 30 Asians that live in Dallas.
I know a Filipino guy. His name's Richard. Do you know him? I'm like, fucking no, get away from me.
Oh,
what
dude, his cock is huge. that's how you reply to that.
The bus that crashed were all Vietnamese people.
That's why they asked me.
I just laughed. Wait, you're totally kidding,
no,
right?
I'm totally being serious.
What?
It was a church group coming from Houston to Dallas, and they were Vietnamese.
Hey, but you know what? Now they found Jesus.
Oh. Wow.
Hey, we're missing...
You are the worst person
No, literally,
ever.
They found him. They found him. He was there.
He was writing in the luggage compartment.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hang on.
That's
hang
the
on.
Worst thing you have ever said.
No, it's not. And you know that.
No, it might actually be.
It's probably the worst she's been present for.
Today, anyway.
Turn that down.
Wow.
Jonathan asked if we're near Carrollton. I used to live in Carrollton. We're about 25 miles from Carrollton right now.
That's about right.
Let's see.
Sure, Carrollton is nearby.
There was questions in here. I'm trying to see if they are. Let's see. Why the Charlie Brown Christmas music? We play that every time someone mentions death. It's a thing.
Or sadness.
Or despair. just like then, just now. What is the one thing that you would want to hear any other member of the cast to say that they never would? That's a tough one, because other than Denise, we'd say pretty much anything.
And even with Denise, if you can catch her off guard, she'll still say just about anything. Just about.
Whatever.
I had a gay guy hit on me once. I don't know. Like,
oh, at that comic shop?
No, at a bar. I was like waiting in line to go to the
bar?
Bathroom.
Was it a gay
what
bar?
Were you doing there?
I was with friends in art school.
Oh.
We were experimenting.
Shut up.
With pastels or like
whatever.
What?
Oh, whatever. You break shit again?
I don't know. There's some screw fell out of my chair or something. I don't know.
No, I was standing in line. Some guy just stared me up and down. He's like, "You here with anybody?"
Oh, are you serious?
Nice.
And I was like, "I'm here with my friends.
I'm here with them."
And then they were like, "Collectively." Oh. And then I was like, "Oh, the one with the vagina over there. Like, I'm here with her." I started watching Harry Potter. Oh, that follows up on the what makes you like, what have you not done that makes you not geeky?
Oh, I have
last week,
I
not
actually
watching Harry
managed
Potter.
To think of a lot over the course of the week.
Well, for me, it was Harry Potter because I found it.
I like that you were ruminating over previous podcast questions during the week. That's good.
That's because I listen. It all can be found at hijinksandsue.com.
Josh refuses to listen. I'll say, yeah, didn't you hear that from the podcast? You don't listen to that fucking bullshit.
The what? No. What do you do?
You were on it. No.
What podcast?
No, it's like two down from hijinksstore.com.
Which, that's what you should click
which
on.
Hijinks and Sue Store.
Hijinks and Sue Store. I'm actually at it.
Anyway. Yeah, I could think of a lot of movies that I haven't seen. That
I'll go first
people
because
going
it's
on and on and on about.
Harry Potter for me.
Okay, that's fine.
That's
you haven't
it.
Seen any of them?
Nope. No, I saw the first one. That was it.
They sure do get better after the second one.
I
they
just
really
watched
do.
The first one, and that was it.
The second one was the worst one, which was sadly my favorite book for a long time.
But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a lot of the geek must-see movies. Last Starfighter I haven't seen.
You saw War Games.
I have seen War Games.
Or just now have seen War
Blade
Games.
Blade Runner I still haven't seen. Yeah, I know. There's a bunch of them, actually. I just can't think of them. A bunch of the ones that you guys just mentioned.
Well, because we grew up in America.
Shut up.
Are from here.
Labyrinth I've never seen. I've seen Dark Crystal, though, so that kind of makes up for it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Say love my name. Crystal.
Okay. About right there.
Oh, you're going to tell me where?
Or wherever you want to. I just don't want to move this from
no, I'm just kidding.
Where it's that's stretched.
Fine. Wait, and what is this guy going to do with this?
It doesn't go on there. Prime it on the side of the box. Yeah, so I'm not even sure if I'll put this one up because we're really just kind of sitting here doing jack shit from a recording standpoint. I got scolded. Plank says Labyrinth was filmed in Bowie's mind. Wow, that one looks nice. All right, Eli, your turn.
My signature's pretty flanked.
It really is. It's got a couple of dots, too.
I know. I should have put little hearts.
Mine looks nervous.
Can I put
nervous.
Little hearts?
No.
Mine is so short.
Is it an E? Is it a sign of E break? Good job, champ. Champ! P.S. We're never doing this again.
Aww.
I don't see why not. I told you it's not that hard.
No, because it's taken us 3 weeks to get in the same room. I've had this shirt for well over a month.
Aw, sorry, Flanked.
Hey, he asked for extra shit.
It's his fault.
That's whatever.
What else have I not done geek-wise? I've done a lot, kind of dabbled here and there. Not really...
All right, guys, throw some more questions at us if you want us to say anything. Someone asked how we met. We already answered that on the podcast. I just,
listen to the podcast.
I don't mind saying it. I just don't like saying the same things over and over. So.
I was a Sherpa. Joel was on a trip with his wife.
I was a goat.
And
Denise Eli was a Sherpa.
Was lunch. I don't know.
That's better. Come up with alternate histories.
Yes. Oh, do that. I like that.
Go ahead, Eli.
It's like a cake email. Just do a cake email.
No. No.
Oh.
No. It's like... That's like that superhero who uses his powers and it drains him. Yoda.
Like Yoda.
What? No. Oh, Josh must be shitting as I'm sitting here holding this thing in like the ready-to-sign position.
Oh, yeah.
Which means I'll be doing this for a long time.
Where
Flank says, do you love and also hate social networking? I think this was a podcast question too a little while ago.
Listen to the podcast at Hijinks and Sue.
I have been enjoying Twitter a lot more recently.
Twitter is fun.
You know what's cool about Twitter? I was telling my wife yesterday. If you Twitter me, I will probably answer it almost immediately if I'm at my computer because you can't ask more than about a sentence or two and I can't respond more than about a sentence
That's
or
right.
two. But if you email me, they pile up and I will answer them. But it's like I'll wait a week until I have like 40 that I have to answer. Then I'll answer all of them.
Oh, I have a good story about that.
Yeah, that is true because it's so much easier to do it that way because you know your restraint to that.
Yeah.
Because I do get a lot of emails. It's like, hey, big fans of the show or Gearbox, like both, and they're fans of both, and they ask questions. And it's not like I'm ignoring them, but, man.
Do you answer?
I try
eventually?
To. I mean, yeah, I try to keep them marked as unread or, hey, get back to this. But, man, every fucking day, just work alone, I probably get about 200 emails. And then I got to go through I have to go through my personal emails.
If you count the emails I get all the comments from the website emailed me to. I get 50 to 100 a day.
I easily get about 200 emails a day.
That sucks.
Of like, hey, need to know how to do this. Hey, this isn't working. Da 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 da. Blah blah blah. Hey, I am a fan of blah 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 blah, and that's mixed in all.
But
that
let me
shit.
Clarify. I
do, and let me also clarify really quick. I'm not ignoring those. I will get to them at some point, but man, I got a lot of shit to do, and I got bills to pay.
I want to clarify
church to sell,
and church to go to.
Yeah,
actually. I want to clarify that
I really enjoy the emails that I get from readers. I get some really great ones. People telling me how much they enjoy everything, and just that'll brighten my day when you know, things seem bleak. So don't stop. At the same time, it may be 3, 4, or 5 days before I respond to it, because I get a lot of different kinds of communications. With Twitter, the other reason I answer those quickly, I keep my Twitter app open all day, and if it bing-dongs the right sound, I know I've got a reply or something, and I know that if I wait too long, it'll be too far down on my list for me to remember it, you know, like, because it keeps scrolling.
Right.
So I'll just answer it right then, because I can only say 140 characters anyway.
Pretty great app.
Greg asked if I follow Merlin Mann's Inbox Zero. I'm so not the right person for that.
What is that?
Merlin Mann is the guy that, correct me if I'm wrong, invented getting things done, or at least he's a proponent. No. He didn't invent it. He's a proponent of it. And he has a philosophy called Inbox Zero, where you categorize emails by, like, I can handle this right now. If it takes less than a minute, if I can't, it goes into this category. And if I can, it goes into this category. And if it's long term, it goes in this category. And the idea is that you never have any email in your box. Come here. And I practice that. I can't stand to have a bunch of email in my inbox, but I also can't do it the way he does. It's so crazy organized.
I do something similar. Just folders. A lot of folders.
Yeah, I have way too many. I also have a lot of filters. Like, if it comes certain addresses, it automatically gets filed here and there. And
up to you.
Josh flanked. Josh just injured himself trying to sign your shirt.
I'd play a sound bit, but no. I don't have it open anymore.
Josh, we don't have workers' comp.
I use Twinkle and Twitterific on the iPhone, and I use Twirl on the Mac.
You know, actually, we...
Whoa.
Oh. It came from the side of the box where the pen was being primed.
Did it?
Looks like it bleed? It looks like it kind of bled...
Fuck, man. These things wouldn't happen if we had...
No, the pen exploded.
You didn't do that,
Josh. Those pens generally do that a lot. Just clean it
just
with
wipe it
a
off.
Wipe.
With the, just use a test shirt. Where'd the test
shirt? Just clean on the other shirt.
Oh, you're standing on it.
You know, we wouldn't have this issue if we had workers' comp, if people were buying shirts from hijinksandsuestore.com.
Yeah, the post show is for people that have donated, so you don't really have to plug so hard.
Oh.
I don't know what we're still doing here then.
Thanks, then. I'm so out. I'm going to go get more beer.
We'll write on this shirt. All right, be careful.
So, my story about the social networking thing.
Soft.
That's not even nice. That's very unnice. Is that how we're communicating now?
That was for me. Because I thought I was funny there. But anyway, social networking, go.
Oh yeah, so I was talking to somebody from work, and we got onto the topic of background checks. And
well, that's part of your job, isn't it? I mean, do you do
yes.
that? Officially, yes.
Yes. Anyway, and so he was talking about at his old job before they even, because you have to pay a company to do background checks for you. So before they do that, which is a couple $100 a pop per person.
Before you've even actually hired somebody, right?
Right. So they do the full markup, though. It's like credit check, background check, everything, basically. But he said that before they even did that, they checked all of the social networking sites first, which is actually an HR tactic now.
That's
because it's cheaper.
Up.
It's MySpace, Facebook, LiveJournal, Zanga, all that shit.
Friends only protected
posts.
Right.
If you're reading people's
exactly.
live journals, then you're probably going to learn more about anyone
exactly.
that you would ever want to hire.
But
you should not even ask. Like, it's things you're just not going to want to know.
But then he told me about this one site that the girl he... used to work with would use for screening things like that. It's called don'tdatehimgirl.com Oh, my God.
Don'tgogirl.com?
It was so, because he linked me to a guy that they had interviewed that they were thinking about hiring that the girl found on that site. Woot, woot.
There's the sun shirt.
Woohoo.
In all its glory.
Yay. So they found that guy on that website, and he was basically like, what was it? Psychotic and the sociopath, except like he's never been caught. He's only been like, he's been fined or whatever for drug abuse.
You just sit there waiting to do that.
But it said a bunch of really messed up shit. Like, he's raped a couple girls. It just, he's never been caught.
He puts that like on his Friendster. No. He's like, rapist.
He's all like,
yes.
High five, guys. No, I like, tagged another one tonight.
No, it's like other girls that post on that site about guys that,
I
you
took
know,
her
their
panties
exes
and she's still crying.
Wait, so you post about how like, your date went and like what he did?
No, not that in depth. It's just like, it seems like it's a pretty small site right now. So there's not very many. Like, I searched in there, like, Dallas, Texas, and there's, like, 17 guys on there.
The 17 worst guys
right,
in Dallas.
Right, I guess so.
Josh is four of them.
I'm actually checking right now.
But yeah, and it's kind of like this, I don't know, you look at their, and I guess the girls would put up their pictures, so some of the guys' pictures are on there, and they would post about, like, their experiences with that guy. And then they can link that to send to whatever girls they know have dated that guy. And they can, like, comment on that, too. Like, yeah, he's totally a fucking psycho. He totally raped me, too.
Jesus.
It's really fucked up, actually.
Hey, what Josh, was she wearing?
Is that a problem when it's just dudes?
Wait, what?
Huh? Or, like, some dudes, like, you know, as aggressive as they are to women as to other dudes?
There
oh, wait,
are
no, was that not a joke?
There are dudes that are as psycho as women typically are.
Is it a? But here's the question: is it a strength issue?
Oh, you mean like rape?
Is that a problem in the gay community?
It happens from time to time, but it's not. You're mostly worried, like walking home from the bar at night. You're mostly worried about like some redneck beating the shit out of you than some other.
I'm
guy,
worried about
like,
that every day.
Raping you.
Yeah, you don't have to be gay to worry about that.
They,
dude, if you just keep the hedges trimmed, you're going to be fine.
I get beat up anyways because they want their money back. From trimming the hedges.
Yeah.
Anybody
I thought you were making like a pube joke.
I thought that for half a second too.
I was like, wait, like they don't rape you if you have nice pubes? Like if you have like a landing strip?
No. I was calling Eli a day worker.
Day worker.
Oh my god! Oh, we need to drive by Best Buy when there's a bunch of black guys and just be like, day worker! And see if one of them pulls out a sword and tries to kill me.
Oh, well, that would happen god. Anyway.
Oh, that actually almost did happen, actually, once when Josh was gonna, like.
Oh god! No, when I had the Jeep? Or is this?
No. I had a Ford Taurus, and you were driving with me to Best Buy.
In just that trash, yeah.
Yeah.
Josh was going to say something inappropriate, and I was like, I'm going to roll down the window and do it. And, like, he was going to yell out, like, you know, something inappropriate, and then I was going to stop the car.
Oh.
Like, I was so ready to do it. And he's like, he kind of started doing it, and he's like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. And I was like,
I did that at UTD one time. I don't think Josh was around. I had a truck at the time, and there was like five UTD guys sitting in the back of my truck, and I was supposed to be driving them from like one set of apartments to another, and they were in the bed, and I was the only person in the front, and I saw in the distance one of those sprinklers that goes like in a big wave.
Oh, you are a son of a bitch.
And it was at night.
Oh,
and so like I slowed down and timed it to where like the moment I passed it, it was like...
Oh my god, you are such an asshole.
That
was
awesome.
It happens.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Did you see that video of the lady who, she's like videotaping her sprinkler system being on?
Yes. Oh, and she,
and there's
what?
Like,
there's the rainbow.
Like
a, what is in our water? What has the government
that's causing the rainbows here on the ground?
You haven't seen it? She goes, we know this didn't happen back in the 80s. We know this didn't happen. Hey, no, dude, she's not ignorant. Go look at her website. She's sick. That's her least paranoid video. If it's real, she's just sick.
Okay.
She has another video.
I'm still going to file that under ignorant.
Sure. or mentally ill. She has another video where she videotapes her house.
Differently abled.
And she's convinced, differently mentaled, she's
convinced mentally different.
That her house is swelling as if it's breathing. And she's capturing it on video. And she's like, see? See right there? And it's because of the waves and the microwaves and the space waves and the gamma waves and the government doing this to my house.
You're going
to
feel real dumb when she's right.
You know what I should not have ever done? This will be a secret story. Hang on, I'm gonna get a drink and then I'll tell my story.
I have to make pee.
I have to make pee.
Wow. And you're going to pee and Eli's going to get that later a drink.
Three.
I have to make pee.
343.
Oh, 343. What? Shut up. And Joel's jabbering about something dumb, as usual.
So tomorrow we're going to watch... You're going to Rick's, right?
Yeah, I'm going to Rick's for the movie party. We're doing Rift Tracks or something?
Tracks.
Now, did they already release the Rift Track?
Woman came out yesterday.
Yeah, well, but we already saw it, so it doesn't matter.
Right, but they've released a couple other things. I think we're going to watch Batman and Robin.
Oh, that's cool.
The Rift Track.
Did they already release Schindler's List? Did we get a confirmation on that?
I don't think that's happening.
That was one of the best bits we've ever had.
You order Mugu Gai Pan. How about these shrimp toasts?
How could the Jedi... This is Star Wars Episode 3.
We must send all available droids into battle.
There are too many.
George Clinton's looking his age these days. Hey, Michael just showed up in the chat room. What's up, Mike? Or maybe you've been there for a while and I'm retarded. That could also be the case.
No, I think that's recent. So anyway, if you're just tuning in, you have no idea what the fuck's going on. This is a post-show to Hijack the Zoo podcast number 24. People always come in because there's not a whole lot on Ustream, I guess, this time. And they're like, what the fuck are you guys doing? The fuck is this? We're just talking.
We're making Holocaust jokes.
Not anymore.
Now and forever.
Okay, so
we were talking about tomorrow.
I ever told you guys about the wireless cloud?
Wouldn't all clouds be wireless?
Turn it down. One of these days, I'll actually play you the recording. So I was doing this. This should have been my answer to your job nightmare stories. I was doing satellite sales and tech support and at one of the many companies I did that at. Mm-hmm. And I got a call from a lady who said, they came to my house and they put the dish. Okay, so you had a dish installed, okay? And are you having trouble with it? Now I've got the wireless cloud. And, you know, we hear all kinds of shit. And I'm like, what could she be talking about? Does she mean the dish? Does she mean... I don't know. I'll keep listening.
She's talking about her new mobile Mi service.
I've got the wireless cloud, and it's okay, it's like the face of the devil, but with a net. Listen,
what?
It's in the wireless cloud, but it's the face of the devil, and it's with a net...
Please tell me that all calls were recorded.
Then there's a spider. So the moment she said wireless cloud, I hit record. And I do have it on CD somewhere in this house.
Oh, God bless you. You have to find it.
I, oddly enough, probably don't have an MP3 of it yet. I probably wasn't even doing this back then.
What?
And the bad person in me.
Uh-huh.
Continued to question her.
Oh, just to get more out of
but
her?
But I didn't make fun of her on the first call.
Out loud. Oh, she was a repeat caller?
Yeah. So,
long time listener?
First time. Long time, first time. Anyway, I'm crazy. And so she kept saying the wireless cloud. And listen, and I never had it before, but now that I've got it, and I want them to get rid of it. I don't want it anymore. I'm like, so you have
the
dish. I said, so wait, let me straighten this up. You did not have the wireless cloud, but now you do. And there's the face of the devil. The face of the devil is in the wireless cloud. Right.
With a net.
And it's with a net.
And
with
a spider.
A net. And it's looking in through my window. And you don't want it there anymore. No, I don't.
Did she leave a dream catcher?
Want
up?
It there.
I
don't want the wireless cloud.
Did Charlotte build a web out
and
there?
And it scares me. And she's like... And she's dead fucking serious. And I'm like, what do I do? This is funny, but it's sad. I'll just keep recording it. Okay. She calls back, and I'd already told everyone in the office about this. I'd played him the tape. The whole office was, like, crazy about it. And one of the bosses, who was... He was really a psychopath. I mean, he was not mentally well. He stayed in his office playing... QIX. It's,
Hubert.
No, with the knob and you...
Tron.
No, you're moving geometric shapes in a U-shaped circle to stop... It's like a shield.
Do you go in a full circle?
Sort of, sometimes.
And you're, like, going forwards and they're crawling...
Tempest.
Back.
Tempest.
That one.
Anyway.
I forgot the name.
He had a tick, like a Tourette's tick, where he'd look up at the sky and he'd... Oh, goddamn, fucker, cocksucker, motherfucker. Like, that's how he talked. So he's like, oh, you got the fucking wireless cloud lady again? Give her to me. And I'm like, oh, shit. He picks up the phone and he fucks with this senile old lady for like a good 45 minutes.
Oh, do you have
he
that recording
it,
too?
Parts of it.
Oh, my God.
He tells her that he's from MI5 and that they sent the wireless cloud and that they're watching her. And she's like, you did? You are? Oh. Oh, and he's like, yeah. No, we're totally watching
you. We can see you right now, man.
Don't
what
fucking
are you
do anything.
Yeah, that's you.
So later, after he fucks with her, I feel so bad that I called her up and I said, hi, this is Joel with the dish, with the wireless cloud. Yes. I said, we need to schedule someone to come out. I need the phone number of your closest living relative. And she's like, that would be Samantha. And I said, who's Samantha? My daughter. I was like, okay, give me her number. And I called her daughter and told her the whole thing. And I said, listen, I'm not supposed to do this. I'm probably well out of my rights here.
Right. Jurisdiction.
But if she's living alone, it's probably not safe. That's all I'm going to say. And she's like, oh, she must be off her pills again. And I'm like, holy shit, what have I gotten into? The wireless cloud.
Actually, when I was working on Halo, that
the
was
same thing happened.
Well, actually, something did come
I
up.
Saw the wireless cloud. It was outside my window.
It came really close to
before
having
you
to
finish
do
that,
that.
I Googled the wireless cloud and I found out what the fuck she was talking about.
What was she talking about?
She had seen a story on like Dateline about the wireless cloud, which was a term being used for all the information floating through the air through Wi-Fi.
Right.
And it was like a buzzword at the time. She saw that and picked a few choice snippets out of it and decided that meant the government was spying on her with the devil through her window.
No, actually, when I was working on Halo, I had to change all the interface art from the Xbox to the PC. And one of the things that they had on the Xbox was they had two Xboxes connected to each other via a wire.
Uh-huh.
Because the only way you could play Halo at the time was peer-to-peer. So you
yeah,
had to connect
I remember
them.
Doing that at Josh's.
Yeah, you had to connect them directly.
Sucks.
So we're adding the internet to this, so we had to have two computers with something in the middle.
On PS2? No, PC.
PC.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm talking there with Charles, and I'm like, because I had to redo all the interface, and I'm like, fuck, how do I represent the internet? Like, so I did a dick.
Yeah. Cock and balls.
I grabbed it with a
lightning bolt coming
there,
into it.
Well, no, there
it's
to
Master
be...
Chief taking another Master Chief from behind.
While Captain Planet beats off.
Right. And Cortana watches.
Yeah.
Actually, that's what the internet should have been. It should have been like going to a box with all those images inside of it, then streaming out to another box. But no,
Mina coming for the box.
It's just a cat. Lol
cat. He's, like, looking to the top of the box.
Nom, nom, nom. He's eating the internet.
No, I there happened to be a router box next to me, and somebody was like, well, look at it. Just make a picture of a router. And I was like, yeah, you know what? That's probably a
that would make me think wired networking.
Well, but I went and I grabbed the instruction booklet, and if you look at the instruction booklet, it shows you to connect your router into this cloud, and the cloud shows internet.
Sure.
And I was like, I guess that's the fucking internet. I was literally starting to draw a cloud and type the word internet in the middle. I didn't know what else to do. But I don't know.
Yeah, that was a real interesting story there.
No, I'm just saying. And I just jerked
can
off
you
on
play,
my keyboard.
Can you play
and
that sound? The trombone. Because that's more.
That's not the trombone.
I run the sounds here, motherfuckers.
It should have been two PCs falling into a goatsy black hole.
Well, Dub Girl rains actually, down on top.
Going... See, we would survive because we know that that's how it works.
Right. Well, there's the event horizon around Goatsy's ass.
Somebody asked you one time what a black hole was. And what if you'd said a white hole? Like they were being serious, but they were stupid. And so I started trying to explain the elephant theory of what happens inside a black hole. Have you ever heard that?
What?
It's got nothing to do with an elephant except for that an elephant has mass. But one of the theories about what happens on a black hole is that if you're riding an elephant into a black hole, that you simultaneously can see yourself on the other side of the black hole as you're also being disintegrated and each molecule of your body is being, crushed into a singularity. But
what happens to the elephant?
It's just an analogy.
It's fine.
The elephant makes it because it's so big.
PETA saved it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it's fine.
Would you stop that?
Hey, so Sean says, congrats on... Oh, is Flanked leaving? Okay, I'm going to mail you this shirt now that it's done. So Sean says, congratulations on the bastardized shirt, but I thought it said, bedazzled. So that's what I'm going to start offering. Wow. I'm going to get a bedazzler, and I'm going to offer bedasterized shirts with fucking rhinestones. All right, are we done?
We're coming up on 4 hours there.
Well, this is an hour of post show. Dude, I'm going to cut out the whole shirt signing bit. That was 20 minutes of us going, okay.
Oh, shit, I got ink all over it.
I'm so glad that's the only place it got. I'm actually scared that it's not.
You were lucky I saw it right then. You're lucky I fucking banged my arm on that, or I would have had that all over the shirt.
I've got one more thing.
Today?
Who's listening?
Who's got the
is the luckiest day?
I consider myself the luckiest.
I consider myself.
Yeah. Turn that off. Okay, a couple of shirts that are extra that will go out immediately if you order them. Fancy Bastard Girls Medium. They sent me too many.
Remember, my face looks great on your tits.
Wow. I should get a picture of you saying that. Huh. Okay, this is kind of weird. I've got two of these. I've got two of these Magically Fabulous shirts, and they forgot to print the white in the letters.
Oh, weird! That looks cool.
So the shirt's
special,
perfect.
Special edition.
Shirt's perfect, but it's missing the white in the letters.
That makes it worth more. You should charge double.
So actually, it'll be half. These will be $10 if you want them. Email me if you want these. I've got a men's medium, and I've got a lady small.
Oh, when he starts printing my shirt, do I get to say that too? What
sure.
You just said.
Yeah, why not?
Except for yours, it's my tits look great on your tits.
Am I wrong? Awkward.
Are we going to split hairs here, Donnie?
Am I wrong?
And then I've got a couple of Roslyn shirts that they didn't print exactly 100% right.
Roslyn. I'm wearing one.
Oh, as a matter of fact. Okay.
What does it say? So we all?
No, these are rare. This is a men's 3XL Roslyn, and the R has a little dark spot on it. If you want this, it's $10. Normally, it would be $22 because they're more expensive for being 3XL. Email me, and
I might
this
actually
one I won't sell
know somebody
because it looks
that
like
might
shit.
Want that.
Oh,
I
good.
Will get back to you.
So that's all. All right, so we're done with the post show.
Yeah. I'm done.
Or do you want to mumble
on
the mic?
Hippie Femme says that she wants my face on her breasts.
I want her breasts on your face just for the ultimate cosmic tragedy.
Yeah.
Are you getting your lowness on?
Getting my load.
Get low and slow.
Josh's tits are on.
No, that's not.
You got, you're doing it wrong.
There will be no more discussion of my tits.
There'll be no more discussion of his tits. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh, we have anonymous new streamers in the room now. Oh, it's time to bail.
Yeah. End the show, bitches.
Run away.
Okay, thanks for hanging out for Hijinks and Sue Podcast 24 post-show.
Ow!
This
seriously,
is,
stop
thanks
that.
For putting up with the fucking rim shots.
What's a rim stop. Shot? That's
what it's like a toss yeah. salad.
Yeah. So basically, what you need to do.
Stop it.
Go ahead. What?
Is fuck with your own DNS servers and block the website coming through your internet so he can't do that.
Oh.
You should do that.
I wonder if I could also do that with his computer so he
I
can't access
going
any of his sound effects.
To hurt you. Stop it.
You started this. Do you realize that?
I know.
Josh. You made this happen.
I was trying to be helpful.
Josh.
That's what I get. I'll never try to be helpful again. Ever.
That's probably a pretty good thing. That's not a bad
you
idea.
You are a cunt.
It's like a Family Guy joke now.
Did you actually go to the website? Did you see what it looks like?
No.
You need to look.
I don't want to.
No. I'll spin his laptop here. Around.
What is
oh,
it?
Oh, you're going
to
knock over drinks, dude.
Again? I'll send it. What is it?
All right, we're out of here. Thanks for hanging out.
Bye, guys.
This is the end of life. I mean, things. Hey, if you're listening to this and you're in the room, that means you're cool. But if you want to keep things going, check out hygienestudio.com/donations. Store. If you've downloaded it, that means you've already donated. So I appreciate it. And thanks for helping out.
Next Friday.
We're out. Oh, Friday? Are we going to do this Friday? Is this Friday thing now?
I don't know.
It sure is easier than a Monday because you guys aren't like, I'm going to work in the morning. I'm so tired. And then Josh actually shows up, which is the other problem. I mean,
what?
Good.
What are we talking about?
Stop, Jesus. I'm turning this off.
Ow! Some guy just came in. He's like, well, shit, I just got here.
Who was it?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought his name said Tupac. I was like, oh, shit, we found him.
It's Tuvok. He's a Vulcan.
We found Tupac next to Jesus.
And Elvis.
They were behind the couch the whole time.
Tupac's going, shh, don't tell anybody.
It's a fold-out, bitches.
Don't tell anybody. Fuck life.